In a widely anticipated move, the state has canceled the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project.
The state cited soaring costs in canceling the $3 billion coastal restoration project and replacing it with a smaller-scale version. Charles Sutcliffe with the National Wildlife Federation says this takes the state backwards.
We've got this big approach, this long-term view, and then we made decisions on what to do first, second, and third, and now we've kind of gone backwards on some of those.
Last November, Governor Landry testified before the Senate Transportation Committee that the project was destroying the state's shrimping industry.
You know what happens when we pay people not to engage in their trade? The trade goes away.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
There have been more cases of measles in the U.S. in the first half of 2025 than in any full year since 2000. Senator and physician Bill Cassidy says fortunately the spike is slowing.
People are getting measles and they're becoming immunized from getting measles, if you will, immune to measles because they've been infected. But hopefully others are actually getting vaccinated.
For the first time ever, New Orleans is hosting a UFC championship event. Kelly Schultz with New Orleans & Company says the main event at the Smoothie King Center is tomorrow night and features Louisiana's own Dustin Poirier.
He is a Louisiana native from the Lafayette area, and he is here competing for the final fight in his career.
Poirier takes on Max Holloway as he looks to close out his career with a win. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.